Since I was a young teenager, since I discovered sex, I knew I had something missing in me. Something that needed to be fulfilled spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Maybe referring to that absence as a hunger is overused, unimaginative. But how else to describe it? The aching need I felt on all levels, never resting even in my sleep. Burning, feeding itself, fire touching fire. I wanted every cell in my body to belong to someone else, and more than my tangible parts. My thoughts, my experience, my pleasure. I wanted to be consumed, subsumed. I wanted to worship, to be nothing under the gaze of something greater than myself, and yet to be loved by that very same entity, an entity that would only know me, inside and out. I didn't know what to call it, this desire, or how to verbalize it. And then I explored online, read a lot, overheard conversations from my more experienced friends, grew up. This person that I want, this being, this woman, she would call herself mistress, or goddess, or queen, or mama. A name tantalizing on the tongue. Breathless on the lips. I know what she would do to me. I know how she would pour into me. How I would become her vessel. The possibilities flicker in my mind. She could bind me, gently at first, and then tighter, leaving me helpless to her whims. Arms and legs ineffective. And she would blindfold me. Gag me, so that only my heartbeat and breathing accompanied the sensations she would take from me. Or maybe she would leave the blindfold and gag off. Someday she would want to hear and feel the moans roll from my mouth into hers. To lock eyes with mine and read my every expression, know the intricacies of my every waking moment. And maybe some days, there would be no need for rope, only her hands holding my wrists together, pinning them above my head, against a wall, on the floor, among the coolness of new comforters and sheets, the energy of her strength. She might press herself on top. She might allow me atop her. But curl her fingers around my neck, as if I needed to be reminded of my place in our two-person universe, this place where she is the sky and sea and earth, and I only exist for her designs. The tribute I would give her, every sigh, every shift, every shuddering bit of my joy that rattles between my hips. She could take me any way she wanted, whether I liked it or not. Some days would be merciful, romantic. See, I'm tiny and tight, I admit it. And on those days she would use smaller toys, fewer fingers. If she had a strap on, a cock, the thrust would be gentle, passionate. Minute tugs over the edge, filling me. How whole I would feel. The shivers as she would nibble on my shoulders and neck, trace patterns on my skin, cut my breasts as though they were something precious and fragile. The kisses on my clit, fluttering and almost shy, her wondrous face between my immobile thighs. Love making. Love. And some days, for lack of a better word, she would wreck me. Break me. Stretch out my littleness. Fuck me deep until I'm sore, past the soreness into a sweet agony. Leave bruises and marks with her teeth, tracks on my skin. Her way of branding me, her living toy. Violate my ass, violate my mouth, press vibrators into my most sensitive patches of skin. Press them into me, ripping those exquisite painful orgasms from me one after another until tears arrive. How she would revel in those tears, that total knowledge that she's won. I am her conquest, her territory. I would look at the utterly divine gleam in her eye and let my mind go blank. She could do as she pleased forever. I'd never know her plans. I'm too small, too unimportant to know her plans. But I did use the word love earlier, didn't I? Because this relationship, this thing that I want, it wouldn't be just about sex. I would give myself over to her, full time. Not in a way anyone would detect. Not like she would walk me on a leash out in public. Perhaps a stylish but subtle collar. Perhaps a bracelet or anklet only she could take off. But no.
No.
You'd have to know us to know our relationship. I would exist for her. And she, in a way, for me. There would be rules, yes, and games, and rewards and punishments, but she would be my protector, my advocate, my friend, my love. I imagine her as someone who would utterly destroy the life of anyone who dared try to hurt me. I imagine her as someone delightful with whom to share a tender aftercare session. Someone who respects the sanctity of the safe word. I imagine her as someone, well, I get sad sometimes and lonely. She would carry me through those moments. Me, her kitten, her little one. Her princess. In return, she would have my adulation and loyalty and obedience and cum. Oh my cum. And as you can never choose with whom you fall in love, I have no preference for this woman. Tall or petite, thin or not so thin, flat-chested, large-chested, white, brown, brown eyes or blue eyes, blonde, brunette, red-headed. I only ask for her love, her power, and her confidence. I only ask for the royal way she carries herself, chin raised, shoulders straight. I only ask for her.